The Constitution of the United States is predicated on the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights come from the Creator and that the first of these rights enumerated is the right to life. But abortion rights are at war with the right to life, and war is a good word because in the last half year or so, we've seen an unprecedented rise in the attacks on pro-life centers and even churches because of their pro-life position. Recently in Florida, two residents have been indicted on federal charges for their attacks on some of these pregnancy resource centers, which are dedicated to provide loving Christian alternatives for women seeking abortion. Now, it's interesting because that arrest or those arrests are aberrational. In other words, they are not the norm. In previous programs, we have talked with Jim Harden, a pro-life leader whose crisis pregnancy center in the Buffalo, New York area. Also, it was, I guess it was Amherst is the technical suburb there. It was firebombed last June. Jim Harden, CEO of Compass Care, joins us now to discuss this ongoing problem of the attacks on the pro-life centers. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Jim, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's an honor to be back with you again, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. So the arrests in Florida were the exception to the rule. Until that happened, and just a couple weeks ago or so, there have been no arrests, even though there have been attacks upon attacks in the last half year because of the Supreme Court overturning Roe.
Yeah, well, there have been over 186 attacks on pro-life entities since the illegal leak of the full draft opinion of the Dobbs case overturning Roe. That is absolutely irresponsible and unconscionable. And a responsible Department of Justice and FBI would have, publicized this. They would have had press releases about this. There'd be ongoing manhunts to try to, quell this. This is intentional, organized, pro-abortion domestic terrorism. They have put out communiques, engaged ultimatums, 30-day ultimatums to shut down or else. They've engaged in death threats, all of which we've experienced. They've doxed my house. I had to relocate my wife and children, among other people. They've done that to multiple people. So, this is the first time in the history of the FACE Act. Now, the FACE Act is Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act, okay? This was an act that was put into law during the Clinton administration, specifically designed to cool pro-life speech and activity around abortion clinics. Okay, this is the first time. These two indictments in Florida is the first time that the FACE Act has been used to indict pro-abortion criminals. Okay, these are people this is the first arrests of the 186 attacks. This is the first time in the history of the FACE Act that the Department of Justice is using it against pro-abortion people. So we're hoping this is a good sign. This is a sign of things to come, as it should be. It only takes the federal law enforcement, days to amass resources and the forensic technology and the manpower to make arrests on people who perpetrate crimes against abortion clinics. But it takes them months and months to make an arrest on anybody that does anything against a pro-life organization. And what they did was they actually committed graffiti, acts of graffiti. And they're very, obviously lewd and offensive and certainly threatening graffiti, like, if abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. But there have been no arrests on any of the arson attacks, like the brutal attack on our Buffalo Center that you mentioned already. $500,000 of damage. Two firefighters were injured in putting out the blaze. No arrests there at all. And anywhere else, by the way, across the country. In fact, the FBI and the DOJ have slow walked this for so long that we felt like we needed to hire our own private investigators with our lead attorneys, the Thomas More Society, headquartered in Chicago. So we have done that. And they have made significant progress and have identified the fact that the Jane's Revenge folks are somehow directly associated with the Antifa movement and Marxist communist revolutionary movements. They look and act very, very much like the militant Bolshevik revolution of the Russian society back in the 20s. So this is just a strange phenomenon where we're living in a weird moment in history, probably the most important cultural moment in 150 years in America, and has ripple effects and ramifications all across this country and globe. And it just so happens that pro-life Christians are the ones being attacked. We're at the epicenter of the violence for some reason. We're peaceful, pro-life people. We believe, and here's the belief that drives us. You know this, Jerry. We believe that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable and in the same way inviolable, not to be violated. We're supposed to protect one another. It's not the government's job to decide which persons qualify for protection under the law and which ones don't. It's the government's job to protect all people equally. And that's what makes justice blind. That's what makes justice, equal to all. And right now, the DOJ and the FBI have not been enforcing the law equally. They've been treating pro-life people like second-class citizens. And not only that, but they've allowed pro-abortion politicians to vilify pro-life people allow them to be arrested on phony FACE Act violations. That's what we're seeing with the Mark Houck case in Pennsylvania. Even now, we're hoping that the hung jury remains hung, or that they come to the correct conclusion and find Mark Houck not guilty. We'll see what happens, but they're making a mockery of the justice system right now when they should be using law enforcement resources to investigate the serial sex crime cover-up that's happening by the abortion industry right now, re-victimizing women through abortion and helping these rapists and these sex traffickers cover up their crimes.
This is really an astounding thing. You're right in the sense that, you know, there's the sin of omission by the FBI and the Justice Department in terms of investigating attacks on centers like yours, and then there's sins of commission where they're actually actively going out against peaceful pro-lifers. I mean, there's a huge difference between the peaceful and the unpeaceful. Now, recently, the Catholic League, headed up by Dr. Bill Donahue, who's doing a great job, he wrote an open letter to Jim Jordan, and he sent it out, you know, to people on his mailing list, and included a Jane's Revenge fact sheet. Jane's Revenge is a militant group of pro-abortion extremists. They use the tactics of domestic terrorism to target pro-life activists, many of whom are Catholic. They frequently employ incendiary bombs, vandalism, and other forms of property destruction to intimidate those who disagree with. And the blog for Jane's Revenge is littered with bombastic statements that demonstrate great euphoria for the organization's violence. End quote. That again is Dr. William Donahue. That's an open letter, by the way, or from an open letter that he wrote to Congressman Jim Jordan. I'm so glad that someone like Jim Jordan is there in Congress, and maybe he can get some investigations going on this ongoing attack. And by the way, in that open letter to Congressman Jordan, they mentioned the attack on your particular center as well as all these other attacks.
Yes, and I'm happy to see that. I mean, you know, we've been mentioned. Compass Care has been mentioned in virtually all these open letters, including open letters from Senator Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan. We've got pieces of legislation that have been written. I've been quoted on the House floor by congressmen and congresswomen, with respect to the abdication of the FBI's duty to investigate violence against pro-life organizations and people. And it's the government's job to protect all people equally, and they need to expose and apprehend and indict those engaging in and covering up the serial sex crimes instead of abusing and misusing the powers of federal law enforcement. You know, there, no matter where you stand on the debate around abortion, everybody should be very concerned that federal law enforcement and the Department of Justice can be co-opted for a political agenda. That should make everybody very nervous, because who's next? I mean, if they can treat pro-life people like second-class citizens and use, you know, the law, the legal system like a legal buffet to pick and choose what they're going to enforce to harm the people that politically disagree with them, ideologically disagree with them, who's next? Is it your neighbor? Is it your daughter? Is it you? I mean, that's a slippery slope we're on right now, and the justice system is at risk. And there are jurors right now that have stood strong in holding to the innocence of this peaceful pro-life leader, Mark Houck, and they're heroes. And we're praying that they maintain their courage in the face of tremendous pressure, and that not only can they maintain their courage, but that God can give them the wisdom to convince their fellow jurors that, in fact, Mark Hulk is innocent, and they can see that they're standing for justice for all, not just for Mark Hulk. They're obviously heroes to Mark and to his wife and kids. But this is a new day in America. They're experiencing, Mark and his family are experiencing persecution via prosecution. Okay, and that is going to become the new norm. And if Mark is actually found guilty, that's what I predict. I predict that that's going to become the new norm, and that you're going to see that this is basically, you know, the American version of the Russian firing squad. We're using legal means and misusing legal means to attack political the people that dissent from the political ideology of those in power right now.
You know, it's so interesting, too, when the attacks first began on some of these pro-life centers, such as yours in the Buffalo, New York area, then you had people like Senator Elizabeth Warren saying, oh, basically these crisis pregnancy centers do harm. In effect, these so-called, quote-unquote, pro-choice people were saying that there's really only one choice, and it's the choice of abortion. But if there's only one choice, then you no longer have choice. But your comment on that.
You're right. Oh, 100%. What these political pro-abortion kind of bad actors are doing is they're vilifying pro-life people, and the effect is to eliminate choice. They're attacking pro-life pregnancy centers and saying that they're insisting that we're, you know, like, you know, we're terrorizing women and that we're misleading them and that we're providing misinformation and all these things that are not true, so that the result is they're promoting, protecting, paying for their pet industry, which is the billion-dollar abortion complex, and that gets them reelected. And quite frankly, I mean, this goes beyond just politics, Jerry, as you know. Why are Christians on the front line of this? Because Christians are always in the front line of the greatest social injustices, and this is the greatest injustice I think the world has ever seen. Millions and millions and millions of preborn boys and girls have been destroyed in the name of women's rights or choice or whatever. But it really isn't about women's rights. It's not about helping women. It's not about protecting women. It's not about giving them access to reproductive health care. It's about abortion. And Jane's Revenge motto says it all. If abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. And they mean that. They mean it against pro-life pregnancy centers, and they mean it against women. They've deregulated chemical abortion as an example. They've deregulated chemical abortion.
Just, you know, we have about 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah. As of January 3rd, they deregulated chemical abortion. And I call it the chemical coat hanger because it's just that dangerous. 500% more dangerous than surgical abortion. And yet they're claiming it's safer than Tylenol. So we're in a difficult time right now. And we really need to, you know, we don't want to let off on the gas. Just because Roe versus Wade has been overturned, it doesn't mean that the battle is gone. It means it's shifted.
Okay, so we have about 45 seconds. How about an update on your particular Compass Care? Because I understand you were able to rebuild and reopen.
That's right. We were able to rebuild in 50, like a Nehemiah, like 52 days, and we were able to reopen and continue to serve patients from that facility that was firebombed. We never stopped serving patients, though. We relocated the very next day after the firebombing, and we're hoping to get some results on our investigation into the perpetrators. So that's more to come, hopefully soon.
Do you have a website you want to refer people to?
Oh, yes. If people want to learn more about what's going on and how to be involved, they can go to CompassCareCommunity.com. That's CompassCareCommunity.com.
Okay. And in a nutshell, that is basically a series of pro-life resources, or that you provide pro-life resources?
Yes, it's a kind of a supporter facing website that gives people all the information about what Compass Care does to serve women and save lives, as well as ongoing updates into the recent goings on with the pro-abortion politicians and the big tech censorship and more than that.
The ongoing attacks that have been happening.
The ongoing attacks.
Yeah. Okay. Jim Harden, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
My pleasure.